Artificial intelligence is now widespread and used across many sectors in society, including universities. In Australia, most university students lack any formal tuition on how to utilize AI ethically and responsibly. The issue has now led to calls for implementing AI ethics into tertiary education via curriculum reform. To learn more, I spoke with Academic Deputy Associate Dean of the University of Queensland's Faculty of Business Law and Economics, Associate Professor Rachel Fitzgerald.
So thinking about AI ethics has actually been going on for quite some time. I would say we're probably talking about at least a decade, because AI itself is actually not new. And I think if you look at some of the research from people like Michael Woodridge, who's from University of Oxford, or Rose Luckin, who's from University College London, they've been looking at this for quite a long time. But I guess the real issue now is, because things like generative AI was released in 2022, it's actually now become a really critical conversation about, you know, how we're using these tools. There's a lot of people who have been talking about the concept of this for a while, but it's not been that relevant to everyday use, and now it is.
So let's explore some of those ethical issues that have arisen with AI, especially in education. So yeah, could you talk us a bit about that?
So I think one of the interesting things is, when I talk to students about the use of AI, and I'm not talking about it in terms of like using it for the context of doing the work, just generally when we're talking about it, one of the things I find quite interesting is that their concern about Gen AI particularly is around the impact it has on the climate. So they're very concerned about the data centers that are behind it and the amount of energy and water consumption that they need, because that's actually obviously what's coming through on social media. But there's much bigger issues as well that they need to be thinking about, which is about these black boxes that they're willing to put data into. As I described them as a black box, we don't know how it's processing data or the kind of data that it's using in order to give answers. So when it's reflecting what generally is standout in society, as you may have seen examples from some of the recent reports about what Grok has done, from being very, very right-wing and responses to things and coming out with completely inappropriate responses to some people's queries, the same thing can happen on any of them. So we're talking about bias, and we're talking about amplifying societal bias that generally happens, but in a way that seems like it's a reasonable answer. And so we need, obviously, students to be very aware that that's what could be coming through. The other thing is around data security generally. I mean, being very conscious about the kind of data that you're feeding into these systems. And it's really important. And I think in some early examples that we've heard, you know, that's happened in classrooms where students just don't even think, they just upload anything. And that's something that we need to be addressing. We need to be conscious, mindful about what kind of information is valid to be sharing with, again, the concept of a black box. It's very easy for those AI companies to pinch themselves as a solution, but quite often the responses that you get back really needs careful reading. Think about why the answer is that they're giving you the way the answer is, not always a good response.
So as we know, AI is basically everywhere around the world, and it's actually got me curious, before we get to Australia, what countries are undertaking AI literacy and ethics initiatives in their tertiary education sectors? Are there any examples that you know of?
The consistency of this is very uneven. So what's happening? And I guess it is something that around the world people are trying to address. So, you know, we shared some examples of actual institutions that are doing some interesting courses that brings in a combination of thinking. So looking at it from a philosophy point of view, but it's also looking at it from a technical point of view. And that multidisciplinary approach is really important. And some other examples of where it's been looked at on a bigger scale is, like, places like Singapore have got, you know, a national AI literacy that's actually targeting students. And Canada, the government have put up some funding specifically to look at ethical AI teaching and research. And I read an interesting LinkedIn post the other day, which again looks at the UK is looking at it on a national scale of what could they do. It's very early stages. But I guess every country is probably thinking that way. They just haven't really moved forward in a very obvious and consistent way so that we could talk specifically about examples of how that's really happening. So Australia would be moving, and there's certainly this conversation will be happening in every university. But because it's not really out there as here's how we're going to address it, that's why I think we're just really raising the idea that we need to have this the proper conversation, probably from a national level.
What's the situation like here in Australia? Where's it at?
So I think the biggest conversation that's really coming through in higher education has been around integrity, which it's a very important conversation to have about what we have to assure ourselves that the qualifications that our students have are the things that they've gathered themselves and they haven't had AI helping. And that's a really important part of the conversation. But it's just not the critical part of learning to use these tools. And as I said, like, I think a lot of institutions are having a conversation about what does responsible AI look like, but we do need to be thinking about putting something in place much quicker. And obviously my proposal is it actually becomes contextually part of the curriculum. So So we really need to be building it into how we teach things and how to be thinking more critically about the kind of tools that we're engaging with.
So actually, let's talk more into that curriculum, like in how should it be successfully implemented across, say, the country? Like what would it take to get attention and, say, the ball moving in that direction?
In an ideal circumstance, what we would have is probably a policy initiative from the government, which would say that we want to position higher education as leaders on this, that we want to be developing our students to have this support, so there would be funding for that research and the curriculum changes. We'd be looking for national examples of good practice that we could share across. And this would actually be a key focus area, which, of course, that would cascade down, and then universities would then prioritize this as what we need to do. And then there'd be quite innovative ways of approaching how that should happen. In my mind, then that would be a true curriculum design support. So how it's built into teaching and learning. It would be about graduate capability, so students will be clear that this is one of the things that is really important part of their degrees. And I also would think that we need to have like a little bit of development around our academic staff to make sure that they're quite clear about this as well, because it's probably new for quite a lot of people, even those that are teaching. But the cross-disciplinary piece, so at the minute, it's very much held within STEM disciplines, and we need to break it out of there. It needs to be a much broader conversation.
Do you think AI ethics should also be implemented in Australian secondary schools as a direct pathway to a tertiary tuition level, so there's a smooth transition from a beginner level, advanced level, something of that sort?
Well, interestingly, I wouldn't say specifically that we're just teaching about, how to use AI. There is an Australian framework for Gen AI in schools that's come out this year. And I think this conversation is probably happening at a national level for schools. So I think, yes, our future generations are certainly considering what way this should be embedded in schools and how it should be approached. And so Professor Jason Lodge from UQ talks quite a lot about the importance of making sure our secondary school students, particularly in primary school even, they need to understand how to learn. And the possibility with Gen AI is it can make you quite lazy about the core skills of how to learn. So this is really important that we balance that we're still learning how to learn. We're learning how to engage in critical thinking as we go through those years before we even come to the tertiary level. And one thing I think is probably quite interesting in this space is we've had OpenAI came to visit Australia, and they have an economic blueprint for, how AI could be used in Australia. And one of the things they've talked about is a very deficit model of how we approach education. And what we don't want is we don't want this conversation to be coming from the AI companies, which is effectively what that is. They're telling us how, we should approach our education. What we need to do is take the lead on that conversation, and that's at all levels in education.
That was Associate Professor Rachel Fitzgerald from the University of Queensland.